Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the Andrew Shatkin Show on 6:30 every evening, Monday through Friday, and at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And our topic today will be a theological one, whether there is a war, present war, on the church and Christendom and the Christian faith. Let me tell you a little about my background so we can kind of work together on these issues. By the way, this show is a politically incorrect show. We are not out for media hype, political rhetoric, media lies, media falsehoods, or anything like that. We're out to get at the truth by honest discernment and in-depth intellectual activity and thinking. We're out to get at the facts and the truth, and nothing more or less. Not interested in political rhetoric, not interested, frankly, in media lies, which mislead us and, frankly, fry the brains of anybody that listens to that stuff. They may have a brain to begin with, but by being pounded by media hype and lies, their brain will cease to function, and they will be misled entirely in their thinking or in their ability to think. Second thing is, I'm a Christian. This is very important to me because I believe it's the true faith. I believe Jesus is God, and I'm not about to abandon that position for anybody in the world, for any political rhetoric or political fads or modernity. I believe Christ is God, and he remains so in heaven with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in loving communion and reaching out in love to all humanity with his eternal love and mercy. I read Christian books such as C.S. Lewis or G.K. Chesterton or others, and T.S. Eliot, and I'm very delighted to read those books. They inform me of what I think is important and true, and I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and in the creeds, the ancient creeds of the church, which I fully adhere to, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. If I'm going to read anything, I'll read John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress, I'll read C.S. Lewis, I'll read G.K. Chesterton, I'll read T.S. Eliot, I'll read the people that know something and want to communicate something. The second thing is, I run two radio shows, a blog talk show, this one, and a podcast show. Over 4,400 people have visited the podcast show, and many visitors from in Muslim countries, Iraq, Iran, Bangladesh, India, India is Hindu, of course, and others, and from China, mainland China, have visited these shows and websites. More important, I am a writer, and I am dedicated and concerned and about the lack of print medium communication in today's world. I believe it's tragic. I believe that unless we read books, we will sink down into darkness. We will sink down into totalitarian, meaningless, losing our ability to think in depth about the issues that confront us in life and that will confront us. So, yes, I read books. I think books are important. I think books are essential. And I cannot emphasize more the importance of reading and books and the books of the past, particularly Milton or Tolstoy, or Keats or Shelley or Coleridge or any of these people. These are the keys to knowledge where we may be obtained truth. I've written 10 books, and Christian and legal, and I have 4 more in process. I've just finished a book on the Psalms, and I have a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm working in a book also very soon to be published on the sayings and events of Christ in the Gospels. Tonight I talk about in this show various topics that I think are important. One of them is literature, English and American literature. I talk about that because I treasure and love the great English and American writers such as Melville or T.S. Eliot or Steinbeck or Conrad or Jane Austen or whoever you might name. These are the keys to the kingdom of knowledge. They are the greats. They are the all-time greats, and they cannot be lost or substituted for by political fads or desire to kick out outdated Caucasian authors. That's a ridiculous analysis. These people are outstanding thinkers. They happen to be white, Well, that's all right. But I'm very happy to be exposed to Richard Wright or a black writer or James Baldwin. I'm extremely happy to know those people. So I'm happy to know everybody who's got something to say to capture my intellectual thinking and ability. I also engage in political topics. I am a conservative, but I'm more important. I'm concerned with imposing or having the idea of a Christian society in the world, which is not exactly conservative. Matter of fact, Jesus made some very radical suggestions, such as loving the our enemy, praying for those who persecute you, and giving away your possessions. These sayings and advice are not exactly conservative. They are radical. And if anything, they challenge us in our thinking. I also handle biblical themes and biblical passages in this show, as well as political issues and literature. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the war, what I think is the war on the church and Christendom. I welcome all people of all ideas and opinion and thought streams on this show. In the past, I've spoken of the worldwide persecution of the church and Christians in China, Pakistan, Algeria, and Saudi Arabia. I have spoken about the phenomenon of the worldwide persecution of the church. Yes, it sometimes is in Islamic countries, but these are a very small minority in those countries. And I know Islamic people, and they're wonderful, loving people. I have no issue with them or their faith. But the fact of the matter is there's a great deal of persecution emanating from China, Pakistan, Algeria, and Saudi Arabia, and Yemen, and various places connected with the Islamic faith. But as I say, these attacks are political. They are from a very thin minority of those countries. Most people of Islamic culture are law-abiding, peaceful, good people, attempting to support their families and earn a living. They're not bad people. So I think that it's a very thin minority that may do that in these countries. But now I want to talk about recent acts of persecution against Christians and the church and Christendom. I will now discuss the situation in the country of Myanmar, where a Christian leader continues to suffer from a long state of imprisonment after being targeted by the United War State Army, which arrested 120 pastors and many other Christians. This pastor, Akun, in Myanmar, was restrained while imprisoned by a steel shackle. Another pastor, Mahan, also suffers 8-month imprisonment. He was restrained by a heavy chain around his leg. The UWSA, which is the organization Myanmar, arresting and targeting Christian leaders, launched a religious cleansing campaign throughout the region, banning churches and religious instruction and worship and public prayer. So this organization in Myanmar launched a religious cleansing campaign throughout the region, banning churches and religious instruction and worship and public prayer. Another pastor, San, had his church building and house demolished. As I said, I think Christians are being persecuted worldwide by a minority in certain places, a few people. But it's a serious situation, and the church is there is a war against Christ and his church and Christendom. The situation in Mozambique and Africa is serious, where Islamic insurgents have made life difficult for Christians and have displaced 300,000 churches, beheaded Christians, destroyed schools and clinics, and burned churches. So I have to say here, ladies and gentlemen, that the church is under, there's a war against Christ and his church. There always have been. For the first 400 years, the church was significantly persecuted after the death of Christ and his resurrection. For 400 years, the church, new Christians were beheaded and torn apart. Origen, one of the great Christian thinkers of all time, a Greek Christian thinker, had his bones broken by the emperor. Many Christians at that time sought martyrdom. They wanted martyrdom, and they claimed martyrdom. the church was significantly persecuted in its 400 years. And today, there is a war on Christendom. There have been other incidents. Life remains difficult for Christians. In Iran, where the Revolutionary Guard arrested 12 Christians and raided the home of a Christian convert, arresting 6 Christians, and went to the homes of 3 other Christians converts and arrested each of them. A Christian couple was arrested at a house church meeting, and the adoption of a 3-month-old girl was nullified because the girl was a Muslim and they were Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, I will continue this particular broadcast with further information tomorrow night. I hope you've gained some information. But in Iran, there is a significant Christian persecution by the Revolutionary Guard, which arrested 12 Christians and raided the home of a Christian convert, arresting 6 Christians, and went to the homes of 3 other Christian converts and arrested them. A Christian couple was arrested at a house church meeting. I will go further on this information tomorrow night, and I do hope you will find what I said, that there is a war on Christ and Christendom in certain parts of the world. Jesus, of course, Jesus was crucified, as you well know, and the church was persecuted significantly. And I will be continuing this broadcast tomorrow at 6:30. Good night.
they are. And roll. Mr. Saxon. particular.
Not particular.
I'm in. I don't care. Quite a lot of work.
Was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel the prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faith.
doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by now. And you
feel the prayer will take.
And you
know he'll fire his brain.
And you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
crowned him with many crowns.
Thank you.
Can't tell them that. They don't want to hear it.
Thank you.
anything in your shoes.
I got some there. Morning.
Thank you.